Right back here at the Connor Abber Show, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. Big Ten coaches. So, like I said, I did some light spreadsheeting this morning. And we now have 1 through 65 on the CBS Sports coach rankings. By the way, Nick Saban 1, Kirby Smart 2, Dabo Swinney, Lincoln Riley, Jimbo Fisher round out the top 5. So no Big Ten coaches in the top 5, but Ryan Day comes in at number 6. And then a lot of Big Ten coaches, as you would expect, and this almost reflects, you know, what you see sometimes in rankings at the end of the year. A lot of Big Ten coaches in the mid-teens and then 20s and spread all across. So I just was curious which conference had the best coaches on average. Obviously, when you have the 1, 2, and 5 in the country, your number is going to come up a little bit. But they had some coaches toward the bottom of this list as well. The SEC on average, average coach ranking from the CBS Sports list, a little over 25. 25.3, basically. Big Ten, right behind them, 26.5. So basically, on average, the Big Ten coaches and the SEC coaches are pretty similar. That is almost what I thought. I actually thought the Big Ten would be higher, and then I kind of looked and said, well, Nick Saban and Kirby Smart are 1 and 2, and that's just going to be a tough number to kind of get pulled off of. But you look at the middle here, like Harbaugh is at 9, Ferentz is at 13, Chris is at 14, Franklin's at 15, Fitzgerald's at 21, Flex at 23, Mel Tucker's at 24. That's a whole bunch of Big Ten coaches in the top 25 there, and then Brahms at 30. So the Big Ten and the SEC right next to each other. Next conference, as far as its coaches are concerned and the quality of it overall, according to this list, the Big 12. And now you're thinking, oh, whoa, hold on. So they have Dabo as the third-rated coach in the country, and still the ACC is not the third-best conference as far as mean coaches? Correct. And there's quite a drop-off from the Big 12 to the ACC, too. Almost the same drop-off as there is from the Big 10 to the Pac-12. So Big 12. SEC average ranking is just a little over 25. Big 10 average ranking, just a little over 26. Big 12, almost 34. ACC, over 38. Pac-12, 44. The average Pac, and this is out of 65. The average Pac-12 coach ranking out of 65 is 44. That's not very good. That would include bottom 10 coaches like Carl Durrell at Colorado, Jed Fish at Arizona, Jake Dickert at Washington State, and Dan Lanning and Herm Edwards, who are both near the bottom of the list as well. The ACC has the bottom two coaches in Power 5, according to the ranking, with Mike Elko at Duke and Brett Pry at Virginia Tech, both of those coaches in their first year. Now, some of this is, you know, where you come from, like it's perception. For example, I mentioned this the other day, Scott Frost, in his first year on this list, his first year being eligible after coming over from UCF, once again, Power 5 coaches only, he was ranked pretty high, like in the teens, I think. It's about perception. So if you come from the position of being a coordinator, and, or maybe you didn't have that much success at your most recent job, and then a middling program anyway is giving you a chance, you're going to end up pretty low on this list, especially if it's your first year. And that is the case. And the other thing is, there's just not a lot of cases like, you know, Frost, for example. That's why basically all the guys below him, we went through it yesterday, Frost is ranked 53rd in this list. Most of the guys below him are either first-year head coaches or they haven't had a lot of success. That's because most coaches in Frost's position would, frankly, would have been fired by now. You just don't get a lot of opportunity. You don't get 7 years to go 4-8 or 5-7. You just don't. So that's why Scott Frost and Herm Edwards and Dino Babers are basically in the same category right now, because they've stuck around at the place that they're at. They haven't been fired yet, and they haven't had a lot of success. There's just not a lot of examples of guys sticking around. How about that? How about that Pac-12 number? 44th on average.
That conference is just, I mean, it's just disappearing before your eyes.
I mean, they need Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
They need Lincoln Riley and USC to have some success bad.
This year.
I mean, that's what happens when, you know, your conference goes into this place and it needs one person to kind of set the bar, set the standard for what you're, you know, for the team that represents them. And then guess what? Everybody else is forced to pick up the pace. So USC has some success this year under Lincoln Riley. You don't think Oregon, who's committed to winning football games, will try and, you know, do whatever they can, whether that means, you know, moving on from a coach or investing more and doing things in the NIL world. Yeah, Oregon absolutely will do that. And that's kind of the Urban Meyer effect, I think, in the Big Ten. And now it's translated over to Ryan Day. Michigan, well, we got to be good. And the standard in the Big Ten West is, man, there's a lot of good coaches and they are really consistent. And patience and longevity is valued in that league. And that's how Kirk Ferentz comes in at number 13 on this list. That's how Paul Chryst comes in at number 14 on this list. All right, if you guys have any thoughts on that, let me know. 402-951-1620, you can call or text. That number, tweet at Happer Show, email Connor at 1620thezone.com on the Equitable Bank inbox. We will come back. Few more things left to get into, including some audio from the PGA Championship today that Josh has found. PGA Championship just giving us content, I guess, all day long.
All day, yeah. Rory has finished his round. He is the leader. Tiger has finished his round, 74. Came up limping on the last drive.
Hmm. So all that and a couple of the best things that we saw in baseball to round out the show here on 1620.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.